Hello, hello, hello. Mic check 1, 2, 1, 2. Welcome to Adrienne's Playlist of Conversations music episode of the week. As I've said, for each conversation, I've asked all participating conversationalists to bring 3 to 5 songs that connect them with the topic. In today's episode, I pull the tape of Nafisa, Neville, and me talking about the songs that connect us to forgiveness for a playlist I am calling Forgive Others as We Forgive Ourselves. This was a really fun conversation, and what I really liked about this conversation was the diversity of songs that we all brought to the table. In full disclosure, I've been listening to this playlist all week, and it has definitely let me understand or helped me to understand Neville and Nafisa's points and how they connect to forgiveness. I've added some songs that I did not say. These are songs that I have had recommendations from others. So I do hope that you enjoy this conversation, enjoy this little mini episode, but also I want you to think, did any of these songs connect you to the topic, and what songs connected you to the topic? So I will be back after we take a listen to this conversation. Neville?
Okay.
Sure. I'd be happy to go first. The first one is He Saw the Best in Me by Marvin Sapp.
All right. That is a gospel song, Nafisa.
Wait, what was that?
We can't assume that everybody is from the same religion. That's all I'm trying to say.
So the reason this song resonates with me is because, and I don't know the lyrics by heart normally, because when I put this song on, I start to cry and just go through a moment of feelings. But what I love about this song is that it is a reminder that whatever I'm going through or whatever I have done, to grant myself grace and forgive myself for what I haven't done, what I have done. And it's a reminder that God sees the good intentions in me. And that's really what I get from the song. That wasn't the most articulate description, but I'll just leave it at that. The second song is actually Beyoncé's Resentment, which is a pop song.
I mean, if you don't know Beyoncé.
Listen, I make no assumption. This one sits in a very special place for me for very different reasons than what the lyrics are. But years ago, there was a music video that this young kid had done. He made a music video to this song, and in the music video, he got a letter in the mailbox, and he received an HIV positive diagnosis. And it was a whole music video, like going into the mailbox, crying at home, sitting in the tub with the water running. And I just, at the time, the music video really resonated with me. And it's something that has always stuck with me to this day. So that is my second song. And my third song is It's Quiet Uptown from Hamilton, for no other reason other than I figure, since that is my background in musical theater, that I wanted to find a song that was of that genre. And this one is slightly more performance related, but in the show, this is a moment where Hamilton is asking his wife for forgiveness for the death of their son. And there is a moment where she grabs his hand and she takes his hand and he doesn't crumble, but you can see the moment in which she forgives him. And it's, for me, it's all, I've seen the show twice. It's a very hard moment to watch, but to see that type of forgiveness is just unimaginable. As the lyrics go, they're working through the unimaginable, and it's just such a heavy moment.
All right. You took us from gospel to Beyonce to Hamilton. That was a journey.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to make sure whoever got this playlist get a little bit of everything.
You ain't gonna get that diversity with me. Nafisa?
Me either. It's just with my first two because they are both from pop artists, but I'm gonna save my third one as my best and most meaningful one. But so the first two from popular pop artist. The first one is Bruno Mars, When I Was Your Man. So this song is very much about a relationship, a lost relationship. But what it's filled with to me is the regret that you feel when you haven't, when you know you've done something wrong and you don't get an opportunity to apologize because that person has decided that they've taken the action to move on. So I think it can be applied to any type of relationship, not just a partner relationship. And it also, I think it also speaks to evolution, where in one line he says, because I wrote the lyrics down.
Wow.
I was preparing.
Wow.
The other thing
shots fired.
No, don't say that.
This is not the energy I got from your picture, Nafisa.
Oh my God.
She can say whatever wow. she wanted to say.
Wow. I did not say that for to, no. Anyway, I wrote them down because there is no printer here for me to print. I would have just printed them, but.
No, you are in Mississippi.
I am. But he says, he has this line that says, too young, too dumb to realize that what I should have done, that I should have bought you flowers, should have held your hand and blah, blah, blah. And it is him acknowledging that he wasn't paying attention and he was being very self-centered. And then he said, my pride, my ego, my needs, and my selfish ways caused this woman to walk away. And so it's an acknowledgement of an acceptance of his responsibilities. So that was one. The next one, very popular and well-loved, Adele. I love Adele and all that she brings to the stage. And I think in researching songs for this, I don't know that I really paid attention to these words. Like, we sing these words all the time in the shower, in the car, and wherever else. But I had never looked at the words and taken them in. But
did you say what the song was?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello. I don't even know that before I even recognized this song as one where she was seeking forgiveness, because I was just enjoying the vocals and not really paying attention to the words. But in it, she acknowledges that this line, she says, there's such a difference between us and a million miles. Hello from the other side. She said, it's so typical of me to talk about myself. I'm sorry. I hope that you're well. So is, you know, this acknowledgement, I've seen this meme before, you know, how people post those things on, you know, Instagram and Facebook. This one like stuck with me where it says something like, people are going through things like it's not about you. Don't think that they aren't talking to you or they aren't reaching out to you because of something you did. Stop thinking that it's about you. And I felt some kind of way about that, right? Because like sometimes for me, I think, dang, did I do something wrong in this scenario? So it immediately makes me think about myself and what I contributed or didn't contribute to whatever this silence is. But it doesn't mean that that person is being selfish. I don't think that means that you're being selfish because you're thinking about how you might have contributed or not contributed to this situation. And I don't know I guess everybody comes to that differently, and that I don't know what to make of it. Like when people say that it's a problem that you think about yourself in a situation where it very well may not be. And I've had that happen before where somebody has said to me, Nafisa, it's not about you. And I'm just like, but I felt like I did something. And so I was like, oh, okay. Then what is it about? You know what I'm saying? So that was my second one. And the third one, which is just the most beautifully written, I think, unassuming apology that I've probably ever read, is Donny Hathaway's A Song for You. Mm. It is
Yes, you better talk about it.
And it is just so full of hurt, but also full of so much love. Like his expression of the line, I love you in a place where there's no space or time. I love you for my life. You're a friend of mine. But the next line is what gets me. And when my life is over, remember when we were together. I feel like in this, he is acknowledging his own pain and the pain that he's causing or will potentially cause somebody in his absence. But in this other line, he reminds her and us that where he says, because my love is in their hiding. Listen to the melody, because my love is in their hiding. That is his forgiveness and that's his salvation. And that's the part that I think he wants us to remember. And that's the thing that I hope for, I think, in thinking about and talking about forgiveness, seeking forgiveness and accepting the apology of someone else, is that if we listen, I think if we listen closely enough, if we listen to the melody, it's in there. The genuineness, the authenticity, the acknowledgement, the truth, it's all in there. You just have to be willing to hear it.
That's a beautiful song, that last one. I love that. Have you heard, but there's a live version where he sings. I've listened to it a few times, and the recorded version is great too, but this live version where you hear the audience screaming and yelling and just getting ready for what they know is about to happen is just incredible.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Also, Whitney Houston's live cover of that is amazing. Not what she put in the last album, but the live one is absolutely brilliant. So I am going to go. My first song was What About Your Friends by TLC. When I think about forgiveness, that's the song that comes to mind, because for me, hearing that song when I was 10, 11 years old, it's, I think that's how, I know people have said that I'm too strict or I have too many rules when it comes to friendship, but that's the song that made me really think about, what about your friends? Are they going to be around? Are they going to stand their ground? But also, how are you going to be as a friend? What you ask for your friends and that bottom sort of baseline is something that you have to be willing to give as well. So there's that. The next song is Bitter by Michelle Ndegeocello. It was on her album, Bitter. And I don't know if this is true or not. This is the album that she wrote that was inspired by her breakup of a long term relationship where she was the one that cheated. And the lyrics go, "You push me away bitterly. My apologies fall on your deaf ears. You curse my name bitterly. Now your eyes, they look at me bitterly. I stand ashamed amidst my foolish pride. Cause for us, there'll be no more. For us, there'll be no more. And now my eyes look at you bitterly." I would say that was the first song for me that made me put myself in a position of the person who needs to seek forgiveness, and how you can love someone so much and you can seek forgiveness in so many different ways and they not forgive you. There's this bitterness that you have towards them. Like, how dare you not forgive me? Mm-hmm. How dare you not realize that I'm being sincere? Like, how dare you not see that? And realizing that it's not up to you. You can only not do it again, and you can only continue to be the best person you can be. And if they want to see it, they want to see it. If they don't, and if they see it, that still doesn't mean they want to interact with it. And that was something that you just have to accept. And then my third song is Forgive Them, Father by Lauryn Hill, on the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. That has definitely, there's that line where she says, "A friend once said, and I found to be true, that everyday people, they lie to God too. So what makes you think they won't lie to you?" And that just, everyone's human. People make mistakes. You can, unfortunately, those mistakes may hurt you in a way that you weren't anticipating, or those mistakes can sever something that you had. That is okay. Mistakes are mistakes. And it ties back to what you were saying, Neville, about you have to see them beyond that action. And that's what forgiveness is. Like, we're all going through and handling our traumas and our experiences and our present with different things that no one sees, hopefully the best that we know how. And yeah, those are my three songs.
Since you both shared yours, I want to go back and share mine.
See, we can't get redos, because I came prepared. Oh. I came prepared. And also, those are songs that I know by heart, but I didn't want to mess it up.
Okay, I'm going to just say them in this little moment.
Okay. Yes. All right.
What's the line that resonates with you? Yeah, tell us, please.
"They are, he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight."
You had to Google that?
In the moment of explaining the song. Yeah, and there were a lot of thoughts in my head, and I was trying to figure out how to articulate why the song resonated with me, and I didn't want to flub it up or mess it up with a Google.
Thank you both. Those are wonderful songs. I am familiar with all of them. And there you have it. Those were the songs that we felt connected us to the topic of forgiveness. To repeat, Neville brought The Best in Me, Marvin Sapp, Resentment by Beyonce, and It's Quiet Uptown that can be found on the Hamilton soundtrack. Nafisa brought When I Was Your Man by Bruno Mars, Hello by Adele, and A Song for You, Donny Hathaway's version. And I brought What About Your Friends by TLC, Bitter by Michelle and Degio Cello. I don't think I made that clear, but the song is also called Bitter, the same as the album. And Forgive Them, Father by Lauryn Hill. This playlist is now available on Spotify and Tidal by clicking the link in the episode descriptions. If you have any suggestions, feel free to leave comments on Instagram and Twitter, both at Adrian's Playlist Podcast. That's all one word. Again, Adrian's Playlist Podcast. I want to again thank Nafisa and Neville for sharing the songs that connected them to the topic. I will continue to listen because I've added some songs and I really think that you would like the playlist. And also thank you to all the musicians and artists for providing the inspiration. Without you, the world will be that much more silent. Until next time, find your rhythm.
Adrian's Playlist of Conversations is executive produced and edited by Johnny Ray Cornegay III and me, Adrian Austin. Logo and design done by LaToya LaFleur. Please make sure you follow all social medias. Adrian's Playlist of Conversations can be found on Instagram and on Twitter, both at Adrian's Playlist Podcast. Again, that is at Adrian's Playlist Podcast. Also, make sure you subscribe to Adrian's Playlist of Conversations podcast wherever you listen to your podcast and leave a rating and a review. The default is currently 5 stars, so let's just go with that, okay? We'll love to hear your comments and hear your feedback. Until next time, be safe.